Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to look first at, as we like to do, at the pasuk that would be relevant in Bamidbar. And we're looking in Parshas Naso. So let's just get the whole context here. As this pasuk is going to be referenced by the Rambam and others, it's going to be very relevant. So very quickly, by Hibayon, it's on in these chumashim at chapter 7, verse 1, page 395, by Midbar Zion and Naso. It's in Naso. It's right after Chamishi, right after Birchas Kohanim. Okay, Vayehi b'yom kalos Moshe lahakim es ha-mishkan. So it's when Moshe finishes putting up the Mishkan. This is Rosh Chodesh Nishan. Vayimshach oso v'yikadesh oso v'skol kelav. He anointed it, sanctified it, and all its vessels, and the mizbeach and all its vessels. I'm not reading the psukim carefully. And he anointed them and sanctified them. Then the Nesi Yisrael all offered karbanos. I think that's what Vayakruva means, yeah. And they brought their karbanos before Hashem, and it describes them, the wagons and the how many and so on and so forth. Hashem says to Moshe, take it, right? Because this wasn't ordered, so you'd have to have a, Moshe has to say, Hashem has to say, take it. So Hashem says, take it. And v'hayul avodas avodas olamoid. Okay, v'nusato asam. What does it mean v'hayul avod? So I think Rashi says here. Let's see. Nothing. Okay. So they're going to be used for the avodah. They're going to be used for the avodah and avodah sol moed, right? Because like the wagons are going to be used to transport things. Okay, give it to the levim, each one for their job. So Moshe took the wagons and the cattle, and he gave it to the levim and the two wagons and the four bakar. He gave it to Gershon. Okay. And then it says in verse 9, after he gives Gershon and Merari, so you got Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. What about Kohath? So it says in verse 9, B'levnei Kohath lo nasan. He did not give to the family of Kohath. Ki avodas hakodesh aleihem b'kosef yiso. Because they had the holy work upon them. On the shoulder they would carry it. Says Rashi. Ki avodas hakodesh aleihem. Masa davar hakodesha. The burden, the carrying of something that is kadosh, ha'aron, b'ha shulchan, the kelim, the klei hamikdash. So since the kahatsi were carrying these kelim on their shoulders, right, lefichach b'kasef yiso, they carried it on the, Rashi learns the pasuk that way. There, since it was avodas ha'kadosh aleihem, therefore b'kasef yiso, because it was too special to put into a wagon and pull it or have it driven, you know. So it was a, they carried it. What were they carrying? The Klei HaMikdash. Okay. So that's the pasuk that it becomes the object of some discussion. But what we should note right away is that B'nai Kas are what? Levium. That's number one. Number two, we should note that we're not talking only about the Aron here. We're talking about all the Klei HaMikdash. Okay. Now we can go, there are many different places we can go. We might as well just get into the Rambam and let him stir things up for us. So let's go to the sheet that you have. And it's the Sefer Mitzvahs. We're looking at Mitzvah number 34. And let's notice what we notice. Mitzvah HaLamed Aleph. He. She'etzivanu she'yisu hakonim ha'aron al kasveim. This mitzvah is that we are commanded that the kohanim should carry the aron on their shoulders. When we want to carry it from place to place, which, by the way, when was it carried from place to place? And once it got to Yerushalayim, it was literally
a couple times, like from Shiloh.
Yeah, right. So in Eretz Yisrael, it was carried from Mishkan Shiloh, whatever. But once it got to Yerushalayim, it was never carried.
Right, but post this mitzvah, they were still in the Midbar.
Ah, so in the Midbar, it was carried from place to place. Right. Okay. So that's one, just one issue, but not issue, but that's one thing to clarify. But look at the language of the Rambam. He shetzivanu. Who has the mitzvah here? We do. Are we going to do the carrying? No, we're not. Sheyisu akonim ha'aron. So that alone, the language alone, is enough for us to note it. But if you go back, there's several, the whole chain of mitzvahs starting from, let's say, mitzvah number 20.
We have that in some of them, right?
Oh, very good. So, but it always made a difference. So, for example, he should see vanalif nois beis avodah. We have Klai Yisrael have a mitzvah to build a beis mikdash. 21, we have a mitzvah lira min abayis. 22, we have a mitzvah to watch the mikdash, right? Even though it was done by the levim and the kohenim. Mitzvah number 23, nitzavu halevim, to do avodah. Certain avodas, like Nilas Hasha'ar. That's clearly Levium. Mitzvah 24, Nitztavu HaKonim, right? Mitzvah number 25, Nitztavu HaKonim L'Hadlikaneris. Mitzvah number 26, Nitztavu HaKonim, right? They're doing it, and they're the ones who are getting the mitzvah. Number 27, Shetzivanu, we, 27 with Lechem Apanim, it's we have a mitzvah to put down the Lechem Apanim on the Shulchan, right? With Nei Hashem Tamid, and we talked about that. Mitzvah 28, Shenitztavu HaKonim. Right, so Rambam is clearly not arbitrary about this, right? Then all of a sudden, 29, which is the Eish Alam Mizbeach, which we're not going to be doing that at all. That's not our job, right? And it's Sivanu L'Havir Eish Mizbeach. And then if you go on later on to the Karbanos, the Karbatamid, that's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael, right? Okay, so here, and again, and 30, Nitztavu HaKohanim to take of the desh. Trumas HaDeshim was a mitzvah of the Kohanim. 31, which has to do with the Shiluach Tameim, Shetivanu L'Shiluach Tameim, right? So the Rambam is very careful who has the mitzvah, even sometimes when somebody is physically doing the mitzvah, somebody else is given the mitzvah that they make it be done, right? Number 32, Shetzivanu Lachabe Zer Aaron. Okay, that's not, that one doesn't really work for us. Doesn't work either way. It's irrelevant. 33, Nistavu Kodim Levosh Begadim. They are the ones who have to put, it's not that we have to put the Begadim on them or make sure the Kohanim are wearing it. Okay, so now 34, He Shetzivanu, we have the mitzvah, Sheyisu HaKohanim Ha'aron HaKasveim. Very interesting language, right? So when the Kohen does it, he's not fulfilling his mitzvah. Right? It's almost as if the Aron has to be carried a certain way. What is that way? It has to be carried on the shoulders of Kohanim. But it's not that Kohanim have the mitzvah. When you, Klal Yisrael, are moving the Aron around, make sure it's carried a certain way. And that way is, you're going to use the Badim, I guess. That way is, you're going to put it on the shoulders. And then that way is, it's going to be Kohanim, right? But that's the way you get it moved. That's not necessarily a mitzvah that the Kohanim have to do it. We'll see. That might be relevant for some of the trouble we get into. So, on their shoulders. When we want to carry me, makom l'makom. And they speak out, by the way, that the once the Aaron comes to Yerushalayim, of course, we hope that it's always there. But there is an eventuality, even without a destruction of the Beis HaMikdash HaShalom, there is an eventuality whereby the Aron would be carried from place to place. Because there's a Mechemes Mitzvah where the Aron does go out. So theoretically it would be taken out. It wasn't once the Beis HaMikdash was set up, but it could be under certain conditions. Alright. V'hu Amar Yisala, this mitzvah is what said in Nasa, we just read the pasuk, Ki Avodas HaKadosh Aleihem. Because the avodah of the holy was upon them, b'kasef yiso, and they carried it on their shoulders. V'afal pishazat tzibibah l'leviim be'esahi. Even though this mitzvah is incumbent on the leviim at that time, so what am I telling you? This pasuk as a proof, or as the identified sentence in the Torah that represents this mitzvah 34. That's leviim. That's only because that was because there were so few kohanim at Bezmanahu at that time. Ki Aaron hu harosh, because Aaron was the beginning, so to speak, of kohanim. So who'd you have? Aaron and a couple of children. So there were four. Actually, there was two already. So therefore, amnam ladaros. However, for generations, chayavim b'mitzvah zuah kohanim v'hem yisa'uhu. For generations, the kohanim are chayav v'hem yisa'uhu, and they will carry it. Commotion inspire. B'sefer Yehoshua u'b'sefer Shmuel. We should look at those psukim, we will. So, this is, unusual. So, first of all, let's go back. He's bringing a pasuk from Naso, and he says the pasuk supports the mitzvah. Even though this mitzvah comes to the Leviim, right, but that's only because there were too few Kohanim. Later on, it goes to the Kohanim, right? So what did he get from this pasuk? Why doesn't he tell me a pasuk that says later on, the Kohanim carry it? So I just want to point out that he gets something very major from this pasuk. What he gets from this pasuk is that it's carried on the shoulders, right? So that lends credence to the angle on this mitzvah, which is that this is a mitzvah that describes how the Aron is carried, not a mitzvah that describes who is obligated to carry the Aron. But right, the Kohanim are like a piece of the furniture. They're like a detail in how it's done. It's not that they have a mitzvah to do it. And so I'm saying here also, he brings that pasuk because that's the pasuk that says it's carried on the shoulders. Now I got a problem that pasuk is talking about Levim. Okay, so that's because at that time the Levim were doing the carrying because there weren't enough Kohanim. But per se, the carrying would be on the shoulders. Later on, Kohanim do it, so now the Kohanim do it on the shoulders. So I think the major impetus of this thing is al kasveihem. And you'll see when we go on, also, it seems to look that way, I think. Ukeshitziva David lasesa aron b'pam hashenis. When David commands to carry the aron the second time, okay, what he means is as opposed to the time that it's brought up when he dances in front of it and Michal Bashol and Maxim and whatever. That's the first time. Then there's another time by not by Uzzah. What did you say,
yeah,
Uriah? This is with the Achitofel thing with Avshalom, I think. That's by Tzedek. By Tzedek HaKohen. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so when David commands to carry the Aron the second time, Amar B'Divrei HaYamim, so David Yamim has him saying, quote, V'yisu, I think David is saying this as a command. Or maybe it's by Yisu. I don't know if it's past tense or it's a command. V'yisu b'nei halavim es aron halakim kashat tziva Moshe b'dvar Hashem b'kseifam b'motos aleihem. Right? So there it says b'nei halavim, which the Rambam is going to learn means the Kohanim, because there are, as the Gemara says, b'chavtala makomos nikru Kohanim levim. There are 24 places that Kohanim are referred to as levim. So this doesn't bother the Rambam at all. He's here, but he seems to be talking straight about the kseifam. So when David commanded to bring the Aron the second time, he said the Bnei Levim should carry the Aron, like Moshe was commanded by the word of Hashem, Bik Seifam b'matas aleihem. V'chein k'shezocha b'divrei hayomim chalukas hakohanim le'esrim b'arba mishmaros, when it talks about the 24 divisions of the mishmaros of the kohanim, v'amar achazeh, it says after that, eila pekudasam la'avadasam, Lavo lebeis Hashem kemishpatam biyada Aron aviyam kasher tziva Hashem elokei Yisrael. So that's talking about their the job that they had. Biru chachamim shehu rameis liyas avodas hakanim laseis as aron al kasher. That pasuk is referencing the avoda of the kohanim to carry the aron al hakasef zehu, and that's what it means when it says kasher tziva Hashem elokei Yisrael. What do you mean kasher tziva Hashem elokei Yisrael? He means in the manner that Hashem said to carry it, which is on the shoulders. So the whole Rambam over here is focusing on the shoulders, not on Levim, Kohanim. That's a little like a distraction for him. He has to deal with it, but that's not his main point. His main point is he keeps on trying to show that the mitzvah being carried on the shoulders is the mitzvah. The Lashon Sifri, look at this last thing. The Lashon Sifri is committed. This Sifri is subject to a lot of controversy in terms of what the actual wording. The Gra seems to change it. I noticed when I looked up in the Chumash and Malbim, the Malbim seems to change the language of the Sifri. It may be relevant to, but here, so listen carefully. Lashon Sifri, the term of the Sifri is Kamishpatam Kasher Tzivah Hashem El Kaisrael. That's the same pasuk. The Sifri now is saying Heichan Tzivahu, where is the mitzvah that it says Kasher Tzivah Hashem El Kaisrael? And Divrei Yamim references this mitzvah. Where? V'levnei kahas lo nasan ki avodas hakadosh aleihem b'kasef yisau. Right, so says the Sifri, that's where Kasher Tziva Hashem Elokei Yisrael, that's where it happens, right? So you could learn that Sifri is referring to the Levim, right? Because that's Levnei Kohas, right? Who are Levim. Or you could learn that B'Kasef Yisau is the point of the Sifri, that's where Kasher Tziva Hashem Elokei Yisrael, B'Kasef, right? You could, so it's not clear which one the Rambam thinks the Sifri is supporting. It could go either way. Hina hisparish a mitzvah zum michlal hamitzvahs. But what is clear is that this mitzvah is a mitzvah because it says heichan tzivanu. You're talking Divrei Hayamim. That's David HaMelech. That's already Ladoros, and there it says heichan tzivanu, and we have the pasuk. So there, it's clear, says the Rambam, that this mitzvah is michlal hamitzvahs. So the Rambam is the Rambam really is accomplishing something over here, because he wants to make sure that he's not quoting a pasuk that is only useful for the Dor HaMidbar. He wants to make sure that he's quoting a pasuk that really is used as a mitzvah source forever. So now he feels very good when he brings the Sifri, because otherwise you could say, that was in the Midbar, that was the Mishkan, that was the Bnei Kos carrying the Klei HaMikdash, and that's it. Says the Rambam, I see from the Sifri's reference to that pasuk that it's mitzvah zu mechlal hamitzvahs. Especially since the Rambam made in his Shrashim, he made rules about how to count mitzvahs, and in Shorash number 3, which I only quoted you the Ramban on the Shorash number 3. So let me just read you very quickly. It's not very complicated, the part that we need. Shorash number 3 of the Rambam is She'ein roi limnos mitzvah she'ein nogos adaros. You don't count a mitzvah in the Torah, part of Tayag, a mitzvah that only applies at that time. It doesn't apply for throughout the generations. So, for example, if they're given a certain mitzvah to do circumcision at that time, that's not a tayag mitzvah, even, right? That was for that particular time, whatever. And he goes through a whole lot of examples of how different things that were commanded don't apply, don't count in the list of mitzvahs. So the Rambam has to make sure that this pasuk that he's quoting doesn't fall into that category, and that's where he accomplishes the quotation from the Sifri, and that's what he means. Now you see that okay. So now we have to deal with a very interesting thing. I pointed out in the email to you, and this is one of the things that the Ramban jumps on the Rambam in the third Sheresh. When the Rambam introduces this idea of a mitzvah doesn't apply forever, so there's a related mitzvah. There's a related din. I shouldn't say related mitzvah. There's a related din. The related din is the expiration date of a Levi, right? Levium expire, right? At age 50, they're no good, do not use after 50, right? So the question is whether or not that's a mitzvah. Is that a mitzvah that's counted in the Torah, that a Levi counts? So the Rambam says, no, it's not. Why does Rambam say? Rambam actually passes that in Klei HaMikdash. Rambam mentions that this din, that the Levium don't serve after 50, does not apply to Levium forever. It only applies in the Midbar. Why, says the Rambam? Because that's only referring to the Levium who were carrying the Kalim in the desert. How do I know that? He says because the Levium were the ones who carried the Aron, but they stopped carrying the Aron, right? And therefore, right, so therefore, that was a temporary thing that the Levium did there, and since that's temporary, so everything associated with the Levium and that job is temporary, including the expiration of their work at age 50. That's what the Rambam says. So the Ramban jumps on that, and that's where we come into the, on the bottom of the full page. It's a two-sided thing, but the first side is full. On the bottom there, we have the Hasagas of the Ramban on the Shorash Shlishi. We won't go through the whole thing, but we'll get a feeling for what the Rambam is saying. For Oda Maharav, the mitzvah says Lamed Dalet. The Rambam says also, Ki hisbayar zeh b'sefer Yeshua b'sefer Shmuel, that it's clear from Yeshua and Shmuel, Ki ledoros hakonim chayav mezuh mitzvah, that throughout the generations, the kohenim are the ones who chayav in this mitzvah. V'hem yisa'uhu, they're the ones who should be carrying the aron. V'lamatzasi habir hazeh. I don't see this clarity at all. Avol, but rather, b'sefer Yeshua, in Perek Gimel, it says, v'etzavas ha'am lemar, kir oschem, this is when Yeshua is commanding Bnei Israel about crossing the Yarden, and they're supposed to take the Aron, somebody's going to take the Aron and cross the Yarden, and they're supposed to follow. So, v'etzavas ha'am lemar, kir oschem es Aron b'ris Hashem elokeichem, v'ha'kohanim, v'ha'leviyim, nesim oso, v'atem tisubim kamchem, v'telchu acharav. So the Ramban has, I'm pretty sure that there's a Shaila in the Girsa, believe it or not, there's actually an extra Vav here. I think we don't have that Vav. Let's take a look. In Gimel, in Yeshua, I know there's one place where there's a Vav the Ramban has, I forget, as I was going through this, I forget where it is. I think this is it. And that obviously makes a big difference. Yeah. So here it is, but we have a pasuk gemara by Tzavas Amlimar, Kir Oschem Esaron Bris Hashem Elkechem V'Hakonim Halaviyim Nasim Asav. So the Rambam is fine with that pasuk. Rambam says that after the Dor Midbar, the Kohanim move in, right? There are more enough Kohanim to do this job. Certainly enough Kohanim to do the Aron itself. So Kohanim Halavim, but the Ramban has a Kohanim V'Halavim, and therefore he uses that pasuk to dispute the Rambam, because you have Kohanim and Levim, so you see the Levim are still doing it, right? That the Kohanim are doing it also doesn't bother the Ramban, because they're also Levim, right? And Kohanim's descendants are also Kohanim, right? But that you take it away from the Levim, that doesn't make any sense to him. But we didn't get to that part yet. So right now he's quoting Psukim. So you see, Kohanim v'Levim nosim asov atem tisum v'kachem mitachal. V'ha'in yikama shamarti shekol hashevet kasher l'masa aron. It's like I said before there's a long Ramban over here in the Shreshim. So it's like I said before that the entire shevet is kasher l'masa aron. V'mishpacha ha'hish v'nei kas nifkedu ala b'midbar. It happened to be that the b'nei kas were appointed for that particular job. But the whole Shevet Levi, which includes Kohanim, could do it. I can't believe what the Rambam is doing. It's clear. It's a Beferish Gemara. That it says, how did they cross the Yarden? Normally the Levim carried the Aron, and today when they crossed the Yarden, the Kohanim carried it. Right? Which means that Fakert, that was an exception. Okay. The day that they crossed the Yarden, Kohanim alone carried it. That's what it says there. Later on in that same chapter 3, it says he told the Kohanim alone. He doesn't say the word alone, he just says it. It says Kohanim, doesn't say Kohanim v'halavim. Okay. Alright, Avo B'Sei from Malachim, moving down the next sentence, this next line, B'Sei from Malachim, Keshehich Nishlamo Ha'aron LeBeis Kodshei HaKadoshim, that's when Shlomo is erecting the Beis HaMikdash, the famous chapter 8 of Malachim Aleph, Sham Nemar V'Yaviu HaKohanim Esaron B'Yus Hashem El Mekomo El Dvir Habayis El Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why? V'Hayo Zem Ebnei She'Halavim, because me, the Ramban, I hold that whatever started in the Midbar continues, right? So why are the Kohanim doing it over there in Malachim, right? That's because Levim can't get in there. So therefore you give it to the Levim who could go in, who are the Kohanim. So therefore that's no problem. As it says, the whole parsha over there about how the Levim had to be careful not to get into the Holy of Holies. Okay. The Gam Shav in Malachim Aleph, it says, "Vayalu Asarom Hashem El Ol Ma'ayv Es Kol Klei Mikdash Abba'o Vayalu Asom Konim Alavim." Okay, so again you see Konim Alavim. Okay. Then he says, "I just want to get to the other, moving on in the Ramban's words." The Chayin Amr, the second line on side two of the printout. I'm going fast just to cover some time. Just give me some stuff. Chayin Amr Shem Gemara Sota. This is also an important source. Document the Gemara Sota Lamed Gimel Mabez, because there the Gemara says Tanya Rabbi Yosi Omer B'Shlosha Makamas Nasu HaKohanim Es Aron. There are three places where the Kohanim carried the Aron, which means everywhere else they didn't. K'she'avu was Hayarden, U'k'she'sivu was Yericho, when they brought down the walls, U'k'she'ziru L'mkom, when they brought it back to its place when it had been captured. Gamze Barur She'mitzus Nesiyusu Hila Olam Ala Levim Kulam Chutz M'Shlosha Makamas Halalu She'nisiyachu L'Kohanim Api Navi B'Yardin. Okay. Okay. So therefore, that is a mitzvah on the Levim. Now the Ramban, the last three lines, okay, V'hinei Lamadnu, this is the Ramban is getting into this because he wants to know if there's a mitzvah, Ledoras, for the Levim to expire at age 50, right? For their service to expire at age 50. V'hinei Lamadnu al kapanim ki halav hazesh al Levim nimnehu v'shlosh meos v'shishun chamish alavin. Right? That yes, below Yavod Ode, that the Levi should not serve anymore after age 50 does apply as one of the 365 negative mitzvahs. Ki masa ha'aron mitzvah nehagas adaras, because carrying the aron is a mitzvah that applies all the way through to Levim. Okay, and therefore I supported the Bahag who says that Achim Tosa Rabbo. Okay, so that was another machlokas, which is a result of this. It's another consequence of this machlokas. Ramban also comes in and says the obvious question, which is, Rabbi Rambam, how do you possibly have a mitzvah that changes? Well, how do you have a mitzvah that takes one form? There's a mitzvah for Levium in the desert, and that same mitzvah, which you're counting as a mitzvah in your Tayag, now is a mitzvah for the Kohenim? When did it change? How does a mitzvah change? It's like saying you're supposed to wear two tefillin up to a certain point, then there's a mitzvah to wear three tefillin, or whatever it is. How do you have a mitzvah that changes like that? So that's another kasha the Ramban asked. I didn't bring it down to that.
Where did we see? We saw that it had to do with the numbers, right? Is that the Rambam?
What had to do with the numbers?
In other words, it could be that the Rambam isn't learning that the mitzvah changes. The Rambam already explained to us that the mitzvah is be'etzem for the Kohenim. So in the Midbar, or early on, well, we didn't have enough Kohenim.
Yeah, so...
But I guess by the end of the Midbar we did,
yeah, well, first of all,
they had four,
which is enough to carry the Aron, right? Which, in other words, they may not have had enough Kohenim for all of the Bakasef Yisrael, for all of the Kodesh, because it was the Shulchan and the other things also, and the Mizbeach HaKtores, you know. So that Pasuk, Bakasef Yisrael, says the Rambam, was referring to Levine because they didn't have enough Kohen to go around. But the Rambam would say, and now they did, even if they didn't have a lot of children, Hazor v'Tamar, at that point, which, by the way, they would have had to be, how old? They couldn't have been, because Hazor v'Tamar, I don't think, were married at the time of the dedication of the Mishkan, which is year two. They couldn't have been older than 38. Okay. But did they have four? When was it? Aaron's dead. No, one second. We got a problem.
We're talking
crossing the Arden with Yeshua. Well, we have Elazar Yitamar. They had Pinchas. We have Pinchas.
Unless they had Pinchas.
Yeah. I guess that's it. That's what it means, the coin name. Yeah. Fine. So they had enough to go around for the Aram.
So, okay.
All right. So let's take a look at this.
Actually,
the
four or two.
What's that?
Is it four or two?
It's four. Because the Rambam describes very, very clearly they're facing each other. The ones in the front are facing backwards. It's panim al panim.
Right.
Yeah. So it's four. Yeah. Yeah. So let's see. What are the problems that we have with the Rambam? The changing of his shape, right? Yeah, so if you go through...
So it starts to... How does it change again according to the Rambam? It
starts with the Levium, and then when you get enough Kohenim, it goes to the Kohenim, and then when he comes in Mitzvah number 34, he's telling Shenitzdavinu, Sheha Kohenim, Yusuf Aaron. All of a sudden it's the Kohenim. Right. So how does that happen?
Why can't it just be that it's the Kohenim the whole time? I'm just...
Yeah, how do you give it to B'nai Kohen? If it's a Kohen... How do you have a Mitzvah that could be fulfilled by others?
So... Aren't there certain things that a Bechor can do in the Beis HaMikdash?
No. They would have been. By the time the Beis HaMikdash, Mishkan Beis HaMikdash comes along, there's no Avodah assigned to the Bechor whatsoever. Levim and Bechorim are exchanged, but there's no... Anyway, so the kashas that I was able to put together were, number one is this kasha of how does the tzur of the mitzvah change? So the Kinas Seferim, which is one of, they have several achronim on the Sefer Mitzvahs, right? So the Kinas Seferim tries to suggest that it's not really a changed mitzvah. It doesn't shift. They're all B'nai Kahas. That's how he wants to say it. They're all B'nai Kahas. You have Kohenim and you have Levium. So you use B'nai Kahas the way you could. So when they were not numerous enough, then you use B'nai Kahas Levium. Once you had enough Kohenim, so you use B'nai Kahas Kohenim, right? And therefore, why would you use it? Because they're better, right? I guess he didn't really say that, but because yeah.
Actually, there's precedent for mitzvahs changing. But a lot of mitzvahs were only nohegas ba'aretz. They only started when it came to Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah and Yovel, for instance,
right?
They didn't exist in the where they started when it came to into Eretz Yisrael. So this,
the time that it applies is different than the nature of the mitzvah, than the actual form, the surah of the mitzvah, right? Mm. Right.
Yeah.
There are times when a mitzvah doesn't apply, but the mitzvah is one surah.
And for change, though.
Yeah.
By bamos, right? Isn't that a change in the mitzvah?
No. There's a din that a bama is usher when you have a
kilo. But even when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, the bamos remain usher.
That's because we've already because then we came to Elam Nuchal Nachala. That's not that's because it has a different status. That's a fixed din. That's a fixed din. A Bama has a certain status with the Beis Hamikdash and a certain status without a Beis Hamikdash. It's not that the Bama changes its surah. Then okay, this Gemara in Saita, which is the Ramban brings, which says three times. The Kohanim carried it, which sounds like they didn't carry it other times. So the Ramban sounds really right, that the Levim were always doing it, right?
Well, the third time is the Makam Lamakam. I mean, well, in theory, it could be what the Ramban was saying, is that everything now is the third time. That's all the
Kohanim
Kamas.
Because that was... So what? So that's funny. So the first two times... When the
they weren't going anywhere. They were going in circles.
Yeah, no, I'm saying. So the first two times that the Kohanim carried it, how did they end up? Why were they carrying it? They're carrying it because the mitzvah was shifting to them.
Well, the mitzvah shifted when they came to Eretz Yisrael. Right. That is what they can say, right?
So this I'm not arguing with this. Let's just review. The Rambam holds that it started with the Levium, then it went to Kohanim, and the mitzvah is on the Kohanim. The Ramban comes along and says, no, it's always on the Levium. It's a permanent Levium mitzvah.
Right.
And I prove it from the Gemara Sota three times. So, because the Gemara says three times the Kohanim carried it. So, what would the Rambam answer? What does that Gemara mean? Is that what you're trying to say?
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess the point of Rambam, right, always applies to them. I mean, yeah.
So the last one, I understand what you're saying. The last one is, okay, because that's a Makam Lamakam thing, so therefore...
So you want to say that it's always...
I think it's a lathe.
These are the three narratives. There's only, maybe he's described, there are three times, in general, the mitzvah is on them. Now I'm going to tell you what the three times ever are that they ever are carrying them. The general thing of Makom L'Makom, then there's like three things.
The lathe Sameach tries to say something like that. I think he's saying something like that. I don't know who the lathe Sameach is, but these are these people on the page. Okay, so the lathe Sameach says that the Gemara in Sota is talking about, this is the transition that the Rambam's talking about. These three times are the time. But the question that I have with the Leif Sameach approach is, how do you have three times transition? If the first one was a transition, so then why wasn't that enough? Why do you need another one to transition and then finally a third one? Just, if you're transitioning, give me one time that they carried it, and that means that it transitioned. Yeah, the
three times is the exclusion of everything else.
Yeah, the Ramban is pretty straightforward. I mean, it sounds better. Now here's another kasha that the Ramban asks on the Rambam, which is that the pasuk in Nusso, is not referring only to the Aron. So if you're going to count this pasuk as a mitzvah, so then what about all the other kelim? You can't take a pasuk that refers to a group of kelim, count that as a mitzvah, and you Rambam only want to count the Aron as a mitzvah to carry on the shoulders. What about all the other kelim? What happened to them?
That's the only one that's Doros.
So then the pasuk, so the pasuk is talking about things that are carried on the shoulders.
There's a tzivui to carry all these different things. You can't count the rest of those tzivui, the doros, because they're not.
It's interesting. So here you have a legalistic source for a mitzvah. This is the pasuk that the Rambam says. Here's where you find mitzvah 34, which is carry the Aron on the shoulders. And that exact pasuk doesn't apply ladoros in what it means on the other things, but it does apply ladoros in what it means for the Aron. It's like mudna. Right? It's strange. You need a mechanism to break it up. You know, I mean, I don't know if it does or doesn't work, but it's certainly strange. There's another pasuk in Chumash. You know, I feel like the guy who's holding back, you know. There's another pasuk in Chumash. So I actually stumbled across this, and I was looking up I was trying to find Rav Yaakov, because of Matt Lewis, is trying to find Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and what he says on these things, and by accident I come to a pasuk. He doesn't even say anything on this, but at all, as far as I could tell. There's a pasuk in Akev, which is mind-blowing, because there it says, this is Moshe talking.
Look at what he says,
I didn't look there. Bahim and Sarah. No, that's actually precedes. Oh, it's in Balesa. You're right. It's Balesa. I didn't look there. Take a look.
Okay.
All right. So here in Devarim and Pasuk Ches. It says, I'm sorry, yeah, in Eke Perik Yud, Pasuk Ches.
That's 21.
Yeah. 1 second, is that the Pasuk? 1 second, I think so. Yeah, so here it says, Bo'esahi, Hivdil Hashem, as Shevet Halevi, Lases as Arambus Hashem. Right? Go on. To stand before Hashem, to serve Him, and to bless by His name. Now, what is this pasuk talking about? This is a fascinating pasuk. The Rishonim have a lot of difficulty with it because somebody's carrying the aron and shevet, and they're referred to as Shevet Halevi, and that these same people are standing before Hashem l'sharso ulevarech. Bishmo, says Rashi, L'Saisis Aron Halavim, L'Amod L'Fnei Hashem L'Shasul V'Shmo Hakohanim. Right? Even though the subject of the sentence is the same, right? But for part of it's Levim, part of it's the Kohanim, and that's in Sias Kapayim, that's Birchas Kohanim, right? So the Ramban doesn't learn that way. The Ramban learns that this whole Pasuk is talking about Kohanim. I'm sorry, the Rambam is going to have to learn that the whole Pasuk over here is talking about, could easily learn that the whole Pasuk is talking about Kohanim. So I saw the Meshech Chachma. In other words, the Shevet Halevi, this would be one of the times that Kohanim referred to as Shevet Halevi. Oh. And, right, and L'sharso L'varach B'shmo, which we know has to refer to Kohanim, even according to those who learn the beginning of the Pasuk is talking about Levium, they all of a sudden shift and have the end of the Pasuk referred to some of the Levium, which are Kohanim, right? So, it's possible that the whole Pasuk is talking about some of the Levium, which are Kohanim. And it would be the Kohanim. So what would that be? What would happen? In other words, we know that Kohas, B'nai Kohas were carrying the Aron and the Kalim before. Now all of a sudden you have Hivdil Hashem Shevet HaLevi. If you learn that this is talking Kohanim, right? If you learn that this is talking Kohanim, you have a separation of Kohanim. This could be the place, so to speak, where Kohanim end up carrying the Aron. So then it could be, let me just let you hear the words of the Meshech Chachma, because I think he is giving us an avenue to, he doesn't reference our Rambam, or maybe he does, I don't remember his language. But I think he gives us an avenue to kind of get a breakthrough. Yeah, he does. 1 second. Mizeh Ivanti. From this I understand, Madua la niska b'minin ha-mitzvah rak l'seisa aron. He's answering that question. Why is it that you have a pasuk that references all the kalim, and yet you're only counting as a mitzvah to carry on the shoulder the aron itself? I don't get it. The pasuk that's the source for that mitzvah is the source for the other kalim too, right? Okay. V'chein v'chol neviim k'suvim l'niska rak nesias aron levad, and all the neviim k'suvim only mentions carrying the aron. V'lam is beiches v'al shulchan v'menara, that they did carry in the midbar. Mipnei shezeh lo haya mitzvah l'doros. Because carrying the other vessels was not a mitzvah l'doros. Rak ha'aron levad haya mitzvah l'doros. Only the aron itself was. And he quotes the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Gam El Right. Okay.
Then there's no mitzvah on anybody to carry any of the other
kalim.
Kalim after the midbar.
Yeah, that's what he seems to be saying. Yeah.
So you do have to spend both the pasuk.
You do have to what?
But the pasuk that it's sort of referring to, it was partly a tzivu l'doros and partly a tzivu not l'doros. So
it would be like this. So I was thinking
Rashi
like this.
Is Rashi arguing on that?
I think he is. You mean because Rashi says let's say it's around the Halavim?
No, Masa Devar Kedosha Aron Ba'Shulchan Gomer.
So where are you? What pasuk?
Test.
Oh, thank you.
Sure. And then this I don't know if you put this in, but this the La'il, that plus it brings all the canons in.
I don't see the Rashi you're quoting.
You're back in. He's back in Nasa.
Oh, excuse me. So in Nasa, Rashi, no. In Nasa, no, he's saying just the opposite. The way I understand Meshech Chachma, he's saying all the Kelim were carried by B'nai Kehas in the Midbar, and by Kasef Yisoh is a mitzvah, not Ladoros, it's only a mitzvah in the Midbar. And here, the mitzvah of the Aron...
But the Rama doesn't bring this to the story.
Right. Right, so one second. No. Okay, one second. I'm going to get there. I don't like what I'm going to say, but it's not bad. Okay? One second. You understand the problem he's raising, which is the Rambam doesn't point to the pasuk that I pulled out of my hat, right? Okay, right. But I'm going to suggest that the Rambam actually is dealing with this issue. What the Meshech Chachma helps us do is he now tells us there's two kinds of carryings. There's the carrying of the kelim in the midbar that there's not a mitzvah l'doros, and there's a carrying of the aron, which is a constant, which is an always mitzvah. So maybe what we could say with that assertion is that the pasuk in Bamidbar is describing the carrying l'shah for the desert, but it shows a carrying on the shoulders, right? And the Rambam goes like this: even though the pasuk is talking about Leviim, that's only because there weren't enough kohanim. Meaning like this: there's another mitzvah ledoros for kohanim to carry the aron. At that time, why didn't they have the kohanim carry the aron while the Leviim did their l'shah, their midbar thing? Says the Rambam, they could only fulfill the temporary midbar angle of carrying the clay of Mikdash, including the Aron, because they didn't have enough Kohanim, so nobody fulfilled the mitzvah of carrying the Aron Ladoros in the midbar, because they didn't have the Kohanim. So the Rambam is not just saying, this Pasuk is it's Leviim. So he says, no, that's because they didn't have enough, but really. Rambam is saying like this: why does that Pasuk indicate that the Leviim also carried the Aron, when I believe that for the Aron you have an eternal mitzvah of Kohanim carrying it with Doros? So he answers, because all they could fulfill was the Shah mitzvah of carrying all the Kalim by the Leviim. Later on, when Kohanim emerged, and it happens to be at the time of the going into Eretz Yisrael, that's when Ladoros kicks in, and that's when the Kohanim start carrying it.
Could you explain that slide to
Be'esahi? Of course, Be'esahi means at the time of the Aseres Adibros. I think that's what...
meaning Dora Midbar.
Yeah, but this Be'esahi, according to me, it's actually worse if Be'esahi means on a Dora Midbar, because what I'm saying is that, and it's not really me, this part that clearly Meshech Chachma is saying, Be'esahi is, this is the establishment of the mitzvah of carrying the Aron Ladoros. That's what the Meshech Chachma says, right? And he's saying,
that
and that's what, right. And so he's saying, that's what the Meshech Chachma is saying, right, that the Leviim means the Kohanim. And so what he's introducing to us is two ways to carry the Aron when you're in the desert. That's what I'm saying. There's two ways to carry the Aron when you're in the desert. Carry it as Klei HaMikdash, and then that's going to be a Leviim mitzvah. Or carry it the way you're going to carry it Ladoros, and that's going to be a Kohanim mitzvah.
Why is it all or nothing?
Why is it all?
Call of Apples is at least two Kohanim.
Uh-huh.
Even before...
You mean, why don't you mix some Kohanim in there?
I was saying, so Levi, we don't have four Kohanim. Or we don't have enough Kohanim to do all... No, according to this, we don't have four Kohanim. Okay, but we have two, or we have three.
But the idea is
it's still. Let's say that was true. Let's say that was true, and let's say that they said, okay, we got two kind of. Are we now fulfilling the mitzvah of coin and carrying the Aron? No, we've got a mixture. They're carrying it or not.
The idea is to allow for the Leviim to carry.
What's pushing you to say that it's all or nothing? That's the best. That's what they have.
But if the reason I'm carrying it is because you, Levi, are carrying it with me, I can't carry it alone.
Right.
So then, it's not Kohanim carrying it. It's Kohanim doing an act of carrying. Kohanim carrying would be, by definition, carrying. The difference is that this Aron is suspended in the air by a combination effort. So I'm not carrying. I, a Kohen, I'm not carrying it. The Kohanim are never carrying it alone. They're always carrying it together with other Kohanim. But it can't be said that Kohanim are carrying it if they're partially carrying it, because non-Kohanim are carrying it.
Not being carried by Kohanim.
I think it makes sense. But they're helping, but they're not carrying it. If all Kohanim are carrying it, so then Kohanim are carrying it, because they're carrying is having a Kohanim. But if... So I'm suggesting that there's a way to look at this thing as that the Rambam would say that the mitzvah over there that he pointed to was useful to tell you that the Aron had to be carried whenever it was carried, al hakasef, right? But that the mitzvah ladoros, it's very much, it's strange.
The only thing he wants to describe, all he wants to do is also mitzvah ladoros.
Right.
That kind of is
That's true. Yeah.
Is like you pointed out earlier, that really all we're pulling out from the initial pasuk, this pasuk back in Nusso, is al hakasef.
But then bring that as a supporting thing to talk about the
concept. I mean, why not say Ba'esahi? Why not do that? Yeah, it really is. It is very difficult. I mean, it really, he doesn't go to the source. According to me, he should go to the source. Yeah. But let me give you some clues that the truth is, I'm doing myself a disservice. Let me give you some clues here. I quoted them here in the thing. Look at the Hakdama of Klei HaMikdash, which is paragraph 2, so to speak, the second thick paragraph on the handout. So there, this is the Rambam listing the mitzvahs in Klei HaMikdash. So the parentheses are backwards, as you already know by now. So line 3, the summary of the mitzvah of carrying the Aron is L'seis HaAron Al HaKaseh. Isn't that amazing? Line 3 is to carry the Aron on the shoulders. He doesn't say HaKohanim Yisu HaAron Al HaKaseh. Doesn't say that at all. What's really interesting also is look in chapter 2, that's the next paragraph, Rambam Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Perek Beis Halacha Yud Beis. I went to see where does the Rambam tell you the carriage of the Aron. Ace Shemalichin Es HaAron Mimakam L'Makam, at a time when you transport the Aron from place to place. You're looking for who's doing it. The Rambam actually structures the verbiage in a way that you never get the person carrying it. Ein malichin aso lo ala behema, lo ala galas, ala mitzah lenot lo al hakasef. Ulefisha shachach David unaso al haagala nifretz peretz beuza. Right, David got in trouble for putting it on a wagon. Not a word about who's doing the carrying, Levium or Kohanim. And what's even stranger is that 2 chapters later, in chapter 4, which is really 1 chapter and 2 paragraphs later, because this is the end of chapter 2, and he's got chapter 3, which is other stuff. In chapter 4 of Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam describes the jobs of the Kohanim. So here he is telling you how to move the Aron around, put it on the shoulder. And he never mentioned, and he could have put this in the jobs of the Kohanim. The Kohanim's job is to move on and he doesn't even mention who's doing the carrying. So I'm suggesting that the Rambam, there's a din. What I care about is the Aron is carried on the Kasef. Now, who's going to do the carrying? That will vary. I don't care, as long as it's appropriate, right? So it's going to be either Levium in the desert who carry Klei HaMikdash, or it's going to be Kohanim afterwards. Because that was the only thing that was carriageable. I don't know. I just don't know how to get. I don't know how to get to that. So you're right that pasuk in Ekev, which I pull out, Rambam doesn't reference at all, and yet I'm saying that that's where it really becomes singling out the Kohanim themselves. But I have a little. The Meshech Chachma doesn't say this in this pshat, but in this part of the Rambam. But he does reference the Rambam in Mitzvah 34 to explain why only this one is on the shoulders and not other things are on the shoulders as a mitzvah. So it's, we're getting somewhere. I think we have some mahala, but
Why can't you just say that look, what I'm saying is not true, but I don't know why. Why can't you just say that the mitzvah that the Aron has to be carried al hakasev happens to be that the first Levium are the ones to do it because there aren't no Kohanim. Later on, it's only the Kohanim for the Tamakit. Let's say Yisrael will carry it. It would still be okay. As long as it's all a kasev. That's the mitzvah that's being fulfilled.
I'll tell you what's interesting about what you're saying. I mean, first of all,
wrong, but I don't know why.
Well, so the thing is, there's a big shaila why Uzzah dies. Is Uzzah die because of the wagon? The Nifras Peres for Uzzah.
Right.
Or because he was a non-Kohen touching it when he tries to hold it up, right? So there's actually a shaila in the Gersos. There's one source that has both the wagon and the Kohen problem. Another source, the Gemara in Sota, I think it's Lamed Ches, Lamed Teh, the Gemara over there only mentions the wagon problem. If you have only the wagon problem, then you could say that that I mean, can you say that Yisrael? I mean, that's it seems wrong. Although I don't know if we have a makar for that. The Rambam never paskins. The Rambam never paskins that the Tzar cannot carry the Aron. He doesn't do that. The only time he gets anywhere close to it is here in the Sefer Mitzvahs. In the Yad, he doesn't. So I saw one Sefer that goes on a total tangent. His whole analysis of Mitzvah 34 has nothing to do with Mitzvah 34. He wants to know if the Kaparis is part of the Aron or not. That's a fascinating discussion, but I don't know why he gets into it here. But Derech Agav, he throws in that what were we just saying?
You were going on the idea that maybe it was only just carried on the Kasaf and maybe Yisraelim.
Yes, Yisraelim, right, Yisraelim. What did he say over there that made me think of Yisraelim? I don't know anymore. I can't remember why I brought it in. It's unprecedented to think that a Yisrael can carry the Aram. But why? You're right. You say you're wrong. I don't know why you're wrong either. I don't know. All right. So this is where we're at. Put it this way: I want to put it back in the wording of the Rambam. Look at the Rambam and say from this is again. When the Rambam, maybe I made it clear already. The Afil teaches that to be Bala Levi and Beisahi. So the question isn't, the Rambam is not saying in the second line in the handout, the Rambam isn't saying, this pasuk contradicts me that I said Kohanim and here it's a Levium. The Rambam is saying, even though the mitzvah there is a Levium, why would we suffice the Aron to be carried by Levium as a Dor HaMidbar carriage like all the other things? Why don't we use Kohanim who are always supposed to carry it later on, so fulfill that right away? So he says, no, that's because we didn't have enough Kohanim, so therefore we just did what we did in the Midbar, which was we carried all the Klei HaKodesh by the Levium. Okay, the truth is, he goes to Yeshua and he goes to Malachi. I'm wrong. He should have pointed it. I don't know, but there's a question. Isn't it a delicious pasuk? I don't know, why doesn't he use it?
It's more of a chorus than his pasuk.
Yeah, I know. The only thing is, maybe the Rambam, I'll tell you why. The Rambam has intellectual integrity. He may actually learn the pasuk like Rashi. That is, Taka not talking about Kohanim. Mesha Chachma, however, wants to learn that it's Taka that way, and that's what, okay, maybe I'm wrong. I just got excited when I saw that the Mesha Chachma wants to put this pasuk as a source for why only the Aron and not the Klei HaMikdash. Well, okay. But at least it solves that problem, right? You can kind of get out of it. This kasha on the Rambam could be answered this way with this pasuk and ekev, because the Rambam is not chayev to mention this pasuk and ekev to answer this kasha. The kasha on the Rambam, which is, why does the Rambam not count the mitzvah for the other kelim to be carried, since it comes from that pasuk? The answer is that he holds that was only the midbar, but this pasuk over here tells you that l'doros, there was still a mitzvah to carry the Aron. Yeah, but he's not obligated to get into that Torah in order to answer that kasha. He's just, Okay, so that's the deal with this mitzvah. Yeah. So we still have a real problem. What gives a so the answer about the changing of the tzura, that's not a kasha anymore. It's not that the tzura changed. It's not there's a mitzvah for Levium to carry the Aron. There's a mitzvah for the Aron to be carried on the Kasef. And who carried it, that changed, but that's not the ikker thing over here. And the proof that that's the mitzvah is the way the Rambam says it in the Hakdama and the way the Rambam lists it in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Beis and doesn't list it by the dinim of the Kohanim. All right. Sure.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.